Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
I'm continuing my conversation with John Lesser, Executive Director of the Lyric Theater in Stuart. You can listen to the first part of our interview dealing with the history of the Lyric on our website, WQCS.org. I began the second part of our conversation by asking John how he decides on the lineup of acts that will appear at the Lyric. Your lineup at the Lyric is always so eclectic. How do you go about putting it together?
It's a mix. The core of our audience is older and interested in sort of classic, whether it's classic rock or classic orchestras or big bands or that kind of thing. But you also have to vary that with new upcoming artists. For instance, we did Esperanza Spalding last year, which was an amazing show. And we might do that next to the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And that makes it fun. And everybody has to remember, this is not a big community. So you have to find your niches, support those niches, and complement them, and develop new kinds of art and entertainment and education programs, which we constantly do. I think a lot of people are not aware of the fact that we bring a lot of our artists to the schools for free of charge. We look for support for our children's shows and our family things and our ability to get support to give free movies to the community where they may not be able to afford to come.
Your birthday benefit gala, this is your first. It's coming up on Saturday, November 16th at the Lyric and the Elliott. Is it not the first?
Well, let me explain. It's not really our first gala. We've had them from time to time. But we decided to try to do an annual signature event surrounding and around the Lyric's birthday, which, quite frankly, is not in November. But we're going to pick that for now. So the idea is to do an event that's fun for everybody, that hopefully is accessible. And so this year, which we're kicking off in November, and it sort of kicks off our season, is a gala featuring the Cab Calloway Orchestra, followed by, which is Be at the Lyric. And then afterwards, we're creating a speakeasy at the Elliott Museum. The idea being we're celebrating the 20s when the theater was first built. The Elliott will be decked out with a dance floor and some really cool events for our supporters.
For those who don't know, John's father is Frank Lesser, the legendary songwriter who wrote Broadway hits such as Guys and Dolls, numerous songs for films, all the while picking up Tony Awards, a Pulitzer Prize, and an Academy Award. That's a pretty good trifecta of awards to pick up.
Not bad. A lot of people don't realize that aside from the Broadway shows, he wrote about 800 songs for the movies,
wow,
for the Army. And it is so widespread. It's everything from Baby, It's Cold Outside to Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition to What Are You Doing New Year's Eve to Heart and Soul. And on top of that, you had the Broadway shows like Guys and Dolls and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying and Most Happy Fellow, which is my favorite show of his. It's an amazing career and a heritage for me to look after and make sure that everybody continues to know who Frank Lesser was.
How did having an iconic father steer your life's direction in terms of what you wanted to do?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I guess I grew up in show business and didn't know it. I tell a story a lot of times about my father's best friend, who I grew up with and his kids. And our parents were very good friends. And I remember one day we were out in Long Island and my father and his best friend were lying on rafts with scotches on their bellies and teaching me how to clam with my toes at whatever age I was, probably 8. And, you know, thinking these two people were crazy. Well, it turns out my father's best friend was John Steinbeck, and I would never know what kind of celebrity or genius was with my father or with my parents. So it was amazing. And I guess by the time I was old enough to know what I was doing, my first summer job was being an assistant to a general manager on Broadway, and by the time I was 18, I was a union manager on Broadway. So to me, there was nothing else for me to do with my life. I was ready for it.
Is the Lyric kind of like Fenway Park in the sense that the thought of moving it somewhere else or a new building would just be kind of out of the question?
Won't happen. The Lyric is, it's like having Carnegie Hall, in my mind, on the Treasure Coast.
That was John Lesser, Executive Director of the Lyric Theater in Stuart. You'll find contact information for the Lyric, as well as an archive of this interview, at our website, WQCS.org. Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.